Joining us back in studio is Tienus Jansen van Rensburg of bandwidthblog.co.za. Tienus, lovely to see you, my friend.
You too, man.
Hey, excited. Gaming, what's the latest in terms of gaming for those who's interested out there? I mean, there's always changes in the gaming scenes.
That's right. So we've spoken about Netflix gaming before. They obviously launched the service that's included in your subscription for free. Mm. You can download these mobile games and play them at no additional cost.
Which I went to check out, by the way, okay. And it's some decent games.
There are some really good games, and they've now decided, even though their adoption was quite low at the beginning, that this is a really strong avenue for them to keep those subscriptions and to grow those subscriptions. So now they've essentially become a gaming studio in and of itself. Mm. So now they've bought a couple of gaming studios, but they are also now building their own, and they are really doubling down on gaming because it's a way of people engaging with their platform. And you know, it supplements, you know, watching stuff and then playing a game, and you can do it on the move. And it's a very interesting strategy, and it's going to be interesting to see how good these games are, because as you've said, there are already some really good
games.
Ones.
Yeah.
And you go directly from your Netflix app, click on the gaming section, it takes you to your app store, and you download the game for free.
So this is what they're doing now. Aside from making feature films and those kind of things, they do games.
100%. And it's going to be a big part of their business going forward, I think. They have to diversify, because we've spoken about their subscriber numbers.
If I take a look at where the world is going and how my kids enjoy gaming, you know, especially when we go on road trips in the car and they log onto the Netflix or whatnot, Dad, can you give me some data? It's like, yeah, I want to play a game. So it's very cool. I think it's very, very cool that they have that kind of dual way of bringing in the subscribers.
Yeah, exactly. So gaming is very much mainstream now.
Yeah.
It's not like it was 10 years ago. Yeah. And to that end, PlayStation are also kind of buying into that narrative. And they now have a new loyalty program. And it's not like other loyalty programs where you necessarily have to spend money and buy new things and add new things to your subscription services. If you have a PlayStation console, you subscribe to this loyalty program for free, and it's just trying to entice players to play games. Very, very simple. The more you play, you get specific challenges on different games, and the more you play, you actually get things out of it for free, and it's a good way for this company to again keep people on their platform, because there's obviously a lot of competition now with Xbox and with PC gaming also taking off a lot recently. It's very interesting to see these strategies and how it's going to pan out, because I think this is a great loyalty program because it doesn't cost anything.
Jeez, I think that is fantastic. I mean, just the fact that just to get you playing more, I mean, using the console, because I mean, this is essentially where the world is going. You know, people love gaming, and especially if I take a look once again at my youngsters, how they enjoy the online gaming, you know, connecting with people from different walks of life, and, you know, obviously being a parent, monitoring all those kind of things. But it is so good to see, because I mean, it can be beneficial for them. It can be educational as well, some of the games that's on there. So
100%.
Yeah, interesting move.
Yeah, no, it's going to be an interesting holiday period with all these new games coming out.
I can't believe with this time of the year. Tienus, thank you very much, my friend. Always good. That's your Tech Talk Tuesday here on Smile FM.